Oh, now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite
My
Burger.
Favorite Burger. Was that good?
We're working on it.
Well, so like I have this continuing not fight or just my pure confusion with my boss because we both like that show Home Economics.
I haven't seen it.
But he's only seen the second season. And I'm like, go back and watch the first season. He's like, I don't have to. I'm
yes,
like,
you do.
It's a whole season.
Yeah.
Like, how are you following what's happening? And he's like, I don't know. They're brothers and sisters. Like, like, it makes me so mad. I'm like,
that
just
is so
go
annoying.
And watch the first season. You missed a whole 10 episodes or something. Like, I said to him, I was like, you know that the one brother is writing a book. And he was like, he is? I'm like, what? Like, this is the whole point of the show.
Oh, I hate that. Lost was always one of my favorite shows. And so many, like, millions of people watched only the first episode and last episode and then said they hated it. Yeah. No, it's a phenomenon. Like,
guilty.
Everyone did it. Totally fair to not like the ending. The ending was kind of shitty in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But there's like 120 hours in between. Like, you didn't see the show.
I don't know if it was just the first episode or was it the second episode when, like, the guy, the pilot, gets, like, attacked by a bear or something or like a wolf.
It's the end of the first part of the two-part first episode.
Okay. I and so...
Not that I've seen it 20 times or something.
That's when I was like, I can't get into this. Like, I don't like anything like that.
You hate when pilots die.
I hate when pilots die. Especially pilots that were on Felicity.
I know. He's best friends with J.J. Abrams, so he gets put in, like, one scene from every movie.
Everything? I know.
It's weird.
It's so funny. It's so weird. I'm sure I would get into it. I just have to, like, one day stumble across
it. It's a
big
commitment.
Because that's how it works with me. Like, right now I'm watching Picket Fences, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I don't know. So right now, the last episode I just watched, I think I'm on season 3. Don Cheadle, who plays the district attorney, has just asked out Maxine, who's Lauren Holly, the redhead pretty girl.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, I know, it's going to be something about interracial dating or something. Like, just waiting for it. Like,
oh my God. It's
like,
so
this is
funny.
Great. But it was like Don Cheadle is like the coolest guy on earth. Like, anyone would date him.
I remember him from Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So good.
Feel good movie.
Yeah, very feel good. He's so good. He's so good in Oceans, all the Oceans movies,
he is.
Too. Oh, that's so great.
Oh. Katrina Bowden is Ceri from 30 Rock.
Oh, right. Good call. She was really funny.
She was. I'm trying to see if she was in it.
I saw Jonah Friedlander.
Oh, I love him.
I saw him in the subway. He was, like, literally wearing that outfit.
With the, like, hat, that said, like, a quirky word on it.
Yeah. And I was like, so you're not really trying hard not to get noticed.
I think that's probably because Tina... It's not because he didn't change his outfit to not get noticed. It's because Tina wrote the character to be him, probably.
But, so you think that she created that hat character? Because I think it was him originally.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, like, Tina wrote
she's
that
like,
character
just be
around.
Yourself.
Yeah. Which is why, like, he's so recognizable on the subway.
Like, I walked in, I was like, it's like you. I mean, it's very... It's like if Big Bird was standing there.
His hat always said, like vaguely offensive, but like borderline nonsense phrases.
Yeah.
Like, it was so funny. I loved his hats. Like, it was like, it would be like war snacks or something.
Yeah.
And it's like,
like,
what
cat
is
cat liquor?
Yeah.
You're like, that's gotta be offensive, right? But it's not.
Right. The Spy Who Dumped Me.
Wait, you liked that movie?
So I will fully acknowledge it's a bad movie.
It is terrible.
But Kate McKinnon cracks me up throughout it. So even though the whole thing is bad, she keeps making me laugh the whole time.
I agree, because she is so funny, and you're right. They're both, like, fine in it, and Kate McKinnon is hilarious. But it's like they lost their editing budget, and they were like, listen, my nephew has a club at school that does editing.
Like, they sent it to Sam.
Yeah, Sam, can you edit this? And Sam's like, I don't know how to edit a movie. And they're like, just do your best.
It's like, it's a fine podcast. Yeah, it is. It's a bad movie. There are a couple of bad movies that I love.
Is Justin Theroux the boyfriend? So,
see, there are all these things that make it watchable.
I think I paid $3.99 to rent it on Amazon.
I think I paid $3.99 twice to rent it. And saw it in theaters.
Drop it!
I also have a close friend of mine who we were roommates for a few years. There was one year we were roommates for, like, we were roommates just with each other for one year before we were roommates with a bunch of people together. And the year that we were living just the two of us, we watched and rewatched and rewatched the Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, and what's Adam Sandler's friend's name? The guy who's always like, you can do it.
Rob Schneider. Know his real name.
Rob Schneider.
Oh, Rob Schneider. Okay.
Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, and Steve Buscemi masterpiece called Grown Ups. It is so good. A horrible
film.
With
Chris Rock. Was yes, Chris Rock and Maya in Rudolph too?
And Selma Hayek.
Kevin
Hart.
Kevin.
Is Kevin Hart?
Kevin. The white fat guy, Kevin, King of Queens.
White fat Kevin is in it. and is Jon Favreau in it? Feels like he would look right in it.
No, Colin Quinn is in it.
So everyone's in it. It's a horrible film.
Everyone's in it.
It's hilarious. Oh, it's David, so good, though. David Spade
I like that
is in
movie.
It.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
yeah. It's, yes. We just any time we sat down on our living room couch and spent more than 10 minutes trying to figure out what to watch, we'd just be like, let's watch Grown Ups.
Grown Ups.
It cracked us up. But anyway, that movie is so funny.
You know the restaurant that they go to?
Momofuku?
No. No, where they get the ice cream and she wants to get
grown up,
like,
drunk.
Chocolate drunk or whatever. Anyway, I've been to that restaurant a couple times. It's really good.
I've never been.
I think it's in New Hampshire, actually.
Oh, well, that's why I've never been. No, I've been to New Hampshire. Mm. I really have. I have family in Manchester. Wait, which is where Adam Sandler's from. That's why it's in New Hampshire.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why. Yeah, yeah. But that place is great. It's got, like, you just get, like, a just, like, pounds of french fries and lobsters.
That sounds
and
so good.
So good.
I want pounds of french fries.
Pounds of french fries.
Amazing.
I remember going to the North End pool and reading a book, and then I left the pool to go to Four Winds and have lunch. I think I was working a job where I had, like, a Tuesday and a Thursday off. Yeah. So it was, like, the middle of the week, and I, like, worked the weekends. And so I had, like, 10 pages left on this book, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go and get food to go, and I'll sit there and I'll finish my book. And there was this guy, of course, some guy that I had a crush on, and he came in and he started laughing at me for reading a book in a bar, and I was so embarrassed, and I don't know why.
That's
like
weird.
It was like such a weird thing, and like I remember him being like, what are you doing? And I was like,
rude. And you're just so smart to have a book. That could have been.
But it was like reading it at the pool.
It could have been the job that you and I had together, because we sometimes, our shifts were always changing, and sometimes we did have weird days off.
Oh, you're right. It probably was.
Which reminds me, I have a favorite burger from that job where we had our shifts changing all the time. Did you see what I did there? Do you see how I did that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, it's backwards both ways I do it?
No. That it's right ways to me. That's
perfect.
Upside down. That's upside down and backwards. That's correct.
What I'm showing Liz right now is her name. What do you call these? Nameplate.
Nameplate?
A nameplate. Yeah. From when you got fired. I, ever since you got fired, kept your nameplate magnetized to my cubicle for like 8 years. My favorite burger is the story of you getting fired.
Okay.
Not because you got fired, but because before you got fired, unfairly, I was managing a newsletter.
Oh, right.
And you helped me out because one quarter we were short on writers and no one was writing this article and we had to fill a certain amount of space. And you stepped up and you wrote an article for me. You interviewed someone and wrote it into an article for the next newsletter. And
what did I write it on?
Paper. You wrote the article and they told me I couldn't print your name with the article, right, because you got fired. And I was like, but she wrote the article. They were like, we cannot have her name printed. And I was like,
I didn't do anything. Like, I didn't steal anything. I didn't like punch anyone in the face.
You did
like,
nothing.
Did I get published?
No. They.
Oh, I didn't.
No, they came back and said, you still can't print it with her name on it. So we just printed it without anyone's name.
So it was just anonymous.
It was anonymous. You are anon.
Interviewer asks.
So yeah, your nameplate stuck with me.
Nice.
Did you have a favorite burger over this past week, Liz?
I did. So my favorite burger is a book I read. Ooh. Yeah, so I read this book. It's called The Anomaly by Hervé Letellier. He's French. Wow. So it was a French book that came out in 2020, and it was the number one selling book in France. It sold 1 million copies, which was the most copies that had ever been sold since some book in the 60s. Wow. Like, or maybe 80s. I don't know, but like a while ago. So it was this like best-selling book. And then it came out end of 2021, translation into English.
So you read both.
So, bien sûr. So it's really cool. It's not my kind of book, so it's definitely fiction.
Please feel free to spoil anything in it, because a book is typically not something I'll read.
Fair enough. And the best part is that at the end of this book, I still kind of don't know what the answer is. So I don't think I can spoil anything. So basically the concept of the story, and it took me weeks after I finished reading, because I read it right before Christmas, because I gave it to my dad as a Christmas gift.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I don't think he's read it yet. But a plane coming from France to New York City has to go into an emergency landing because it gets caught into some storm, right? So they call air traffic control and they're like, we don't know who you are, like what? And so they end up landing, and it is the same plane with the same passengers that landed 3 months earlier already.
Back where they used to live?
Yes.
Whoa. Wait, is there a TV show of it?
So there is that TV show, which is weird because it's kind of like that show.
I feel like I
because
read
that one's like 5 months. Like there's a five-year period that they go missing and then they show up. So I don't know what that television show is, but this book is, I don't know. I mean, did they write it? It is different because it's 5 years later, but the difference is that these are the people in the first plane or are the people in the second plane
the real versions of themselves?
Which one's, yes. Which one is the clone? Which one is the real
Slim Shady?
Yes. And like some people have died.
In one reality?
Yes. Oh, and then some people get pregnant in the second reality or the first reality. Whoa. Like their lives in 3 months have changed.
This sounds actually maybe like the next book that I would maybe read.
It's really interesting, and it's very, very easy to read. It's not that long. It's really easy to read. You kind of breeze through it, and they get, like, there's other characters that are, like, the scientists that get involved, and they use, like, they never say Donald Trump, but they imply right. It's him, which is hilarious. And it's very, like, French, French existentialism, cool. But, like, also has a lot of it's based in the United States too.
That's so really cool.
It was a really good book. And it's not hard to read, and it's not my kind of book because it's got very science fiction-y vibe to it.
I was going to say, it sounds to me like you might like Lost when you go back to it eventually.
I probably I should probably watch it. I probably would like it. So it was really good. I highly recommend it. It's called The Anomaly.
That's
by Hervé Le Tellier.
I'm definitely going to look into that. And it's so weird that it sounds kind of like that TV show that I haven't seen. But it also reminds me of... Did you watch... Probably not, because I think it's on HBO. The answer is always no.
Gotta get HBO. I'm gonna get it this weekend.
The Leftovers with Justin Theroux.
Yeah, I mean, I know of it, but I haven't seen it.
It just reminds me, it's similar, like, existential questions and, like, changed reality going on. I recommend it hesitantly. I loved it.
Yeah.
But it's very heavy and, like, dreary.
The book, so at the end, it kind of does get heavy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, like, one of them is, like, this woman's dating this man, but she was already dating that man, and one of them gets pregnant. I don't know. It definitely gets heavy.
Yeah.
It's good though. Yeah.
It sounds really interesting. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Like half in, half out. Close your eyes. Are you picturing it?
Picturing what?
It's the end of a long, productive day.
Okay, yep, I got it.
There's nothing left to do except get a good night's sleep on the most comfortable sheets in the world.
The ones from all those other podcasts? We can't afford them.
Well, today's episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by Brooklinens. They're cheap, they're comfy, and they're eco-friendly.
So, like, getting Z's without spending G's?
Exactly. Plus, a percentage of all of their profits goes directly to charity. Savings code BURGER.
Wow, we can finally rest easy and cheap.
Sleep woke and don't go broke with Brooklinens. Savings code subject to change. Dependent on participation, potentially imaginary, and may no longer valid in time. Do you remember DirecTV commercials where they could see the Northern Lights? She was like, you can watch our TV shows, like, anywhere you see the Northern Lights. But I was seeing those commercials all growing up, and we never saw the Northern Lights.
Wait, what? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I'm going to need to look that up.
I saw the Northern Lights in Iceland.
I want to go to Iceland.
Let's go.
Listeners, vote. Send us an email at myfavoriteburgerpod@gmail.com. Subject line, Iceland burger. And tell us, should we or should we not go to Iceland and record an episode there?
I don't understand why anyone would say no.
Even all the people saying yes, you should go. Give us things we should do there.
Okay.
Give us some suggestions. I saw a Ben Stiller and Kristen Wiig movie about Iceland once.
Oh, it wasn't Ben Stiller. It was Will Ferrell. And it wasn't Kristen Wiig. It was...
No, it was.
No, there's the Will Ferrell and who is the chick in The Notebook?
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. And they do like Eurovision.
Oh, that's different. I did
that's
see
Iceland,
that too.
Yeah.
That is Iceland. No, this one is.
I'm like, no, there's a totally different movie.
I think the Will Ferrell one might be better than this one.
I liked that one, yeah.
This one was The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was like kind of boring, but beautiful.
And they're in Iceland?
He lives this really boring, like maybe New York City life. I think it was New York City.
So boring.
And I think Kristen Wiig convinces him to go to Iceland to become more interesting if he ever wants someone to think he's dateable.
Oh, okay.
It's a really like positive message about self-worth.
But why Iceland? It's so weird.
You'd have to watch the
movie. All right, I'm going to watch it. Well, I am beyond up for re-going to Iceland. It was an easy flight. It was like 4 hours from New York.
Yeah, I would love to go, and it would be so fun.
I think it's the closest you can humanly possibly be on the moon.
That's kind of how I felt in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But probably in a different way, I'm sure. But yeah, I really want to go. And are we going to like wash our hair with L'Oreal under like a waterfall?
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we should.
It's going to be so cold. I think the highest ever got was like 62.
That's honestly like some of my favorite weather.
No,
like
it was fine.
Cool weather, but sunny, like San Francisco when I went. Mm. I loved that weather.
Yeah. I did like the weather. I've been there twice, but the second time I was like an adult. This first time I was like a kid. It was cool. It was definitely like breezy.
I'm running to get water real quick.
Okay. No, the best thing about, how much In-N-Out burger have you had?
Oh, I love In-N-Out Burger.
I do too.
I've only had it, I think, twice. Mm.
It's so good.
Is it in Iceland?
No, it was in San Francisco.
Oh.
The food was good in Iceland. It's expensive because they have to have most of it, you know, most all of it shipped in. But, we had one meal that was really good, like fancy, but it was very like rustic, like meat and potatoes, like stick to your ribs kind of food.
Kind of
good.
Like Ireland. Mm. They're one letter away from each other and such similar cuisine.
They are. I ate a lot of potato leek soup in Ireland. Ireland was a lot of salmon and potatoes, like boiled potatoes or steamed potatoes. It was really good. And we were in Dublin and we go to get like real fish and chips because we thought that's what to do. But it was like the whole fish with the tail and the head and the eye.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't
gross.
Like that.
We were so grossed out.
When we go to Iceland, I'm going to avoid fish with their faces on.
No, we won't have any of that. And actually, the one thing we should do in Iceland that we didn't know about until we went to Iceland is that it has a huge Polish community.
Oh, cool.
A lot of people they opened arms to people from Poland and they all moved there. Wow. And I bet we could find some really good Polish food.
We're going to have Gwumpki in Iceland. Mm-mm-mm. That's so exciting. I'm Polish too. And you are.
Yeah.
I'm like part Polish. It's funny you say that about the Irish food just being like boiled potatoes.
Yeah.
There was this comedian who I saw, Dave Hill. Do you know him?
No.
He's very weird and so funny. And I got to see him a couple of times in the same weekend as part of like an awesome comedy festival I went to.
Uh-huh.
And this isn't even, it wasn't one of his jokes that stuck with me forever. It was just the way he said something. You know how sometimes people just say something and it just the way they say it is so funny?
Yeah.
I don't know. This wasn't even the punchline to a joke. It was just like part of the setup. He mm-hmm. just said that, like, you know, when he was growing up, like, and his family was Irish, and when he was growing up, they would always like be talking about what they should make for dinner, and his dad would always be like, yeah, let's go out, I'll take the family out to dinner tonight, we can go to a restaurant. And his mom would always say, no, stay home, I'll boil us something. I just loved the way he said it. I'll never forget that.
That's
his mom
so
would just say, like,
I can boil something for you. Bless.
It just sounds so unappetizing.
It does. I know. My dad said that when they grew up, they were growing up, my grandmother pressure cooked everything. Like, everything was in a pressure cooker.
Wow.
Like, everything. And so we would, like, go to my aunt's house, and, you know, the vegetables would be, like, murdered. I mean, they were, like, the most overcooked things. And I would always be like, to my aunt, I'm like, why do you cook them like this? She's like, I don't know. That's how my mom did. Like, and my dad was like, yes, that's what it is. That's what our childhood was. Just like,
and you're getting none of the nutrients. Nothing. It's just like the like outer layer that used to house the vegetable.
Yeah. All the nutrients have become vapor. My sister had to go on like a vacation, or she was away on work. I think she had to go on a vacation. I think she was going on a vacation and then a work trip, like one after the other. So she wasn't going to be home for 2 weeks. So she asked me if I could go and just like check on her apartment. She like had it. There was something like she had forgotten to like not do the mail and the newspaper or something. So like go every couple days. So I go and I went a couple days like throughout the week. And so she comes home and she's like, I think something died in my kitchen. And I was like, oh no. I'm like, in the walls or something. She's like, yeah, it just smells like death. And so then the next day she calls me. She's like, I'm so mad at you. I'm like, why? She's like, did you microwave broccoli and then leave it in there?
Oh, my God.
And like that, I remember what happened. I had gotten a call because then I had been living in Massachusetts forever, but I got a call from New York State and I was cooking dinner at her house. Like I must've been like, she had like microwaved something and I was like, oh, I'll just make this at her house. And I got a call that said, basically I was registered to vote in both New York and Massachusetts. And like my license was still valid in New York. So they figured it out and called me and were like, do you live here anymore? And I'm like, no, but I got freaked out. So I had to like run home and like I didn't have my license or something on me. So I had like run home and I forgot that the broccoli was in the microwave.
That would smell disgusting.
Disgusting. And it was like summer. Oh. So gross. It just must have been so horrible to come home from like a long 2 week trip and then you're like, something died in my kitchen. Have you ever made that like halal rice?
No.
Oh my gosh. So you cook the rice.
But I've made curry lentil.
Yum. No, this is just the rice. This is like plain white rice, but you cook it in chicken broth.
Ooh.
But before you put the rice in, you put like a whole bit, all your spices, your turmeric, your garlic salt, cumin,
chili powder
if you want it, and
paprika.
You can paprika it up.
Oregano.
I don't know if I do an oregano.
All right, we're stopping there.
Nothing like too herby, but like,
okay.
So then you kind of like dry toast it on the pan. Then you put the rice in and you mix the rice in the pan with the spices. And then you put the chicken broth in and you cook it. It's the most amazing rice.
That sounds amazing.
So good. You must have
sounds
halal.
Easy too.
It's super easy. You must have those halal places down there, right?
I think so. I haven't seen one, or I've only maybe I've seen one. It's not like New York.
No,
New York,
yeah, Long Island. They have like one every other. I went to Long Island and I had it, and I immediately figured out how to make it because I could not get over how good this rice was.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to try it.
Yeah,
it sounds so good. When I make the lentil curry thing. Mm-hmm. I typically make it with like a coconut rice.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's so good. Yeah. The last time I did a major curry, I accidentally, and I didn't know that you can't wash your fruit and cook curry at the same time and not have the fruit completely infused with curry flavor.
Oh.
Like I brought the grapes to work the next day and they were like curry grapes.
Curry grapes.
Like I had blueberries that were like curry blueberries.
That's so funny.
And it was like not bad, but like odd. Like I wouldn't do it on purpose. Like for a second I was like, could I have discovered something? And I was like, I don't think this would be a hit.
No. I mean, you discovered something, but not something good. Same with me, which reminds me of this martini I had in Amsterdam. I love a good dirty martini, like with olive and olive juice. Mm-hmm. So I order a dirty martini at my Amsterdam hotel, and they don't know what that is. So I learned, first of all, that it's not a thing.
Really?
There, apparently. I guess not. And so I explained to him what it was, and he was like, oh, okay, well, all I have are these olives, but they're paprika olives. And I was like, okay, I mean, when in Amsterdam, right? So I had this paprika olive martini.
Was it red?
And it was horrible. It was really bad. And it was just like, there's a reason why you use olive juice. Like, this wasn't olive juice. This was paprika. But it was just like a paprika.
Was it salty or is just, I can't even imagine. It was a little salty, but if you have it too much, it's odd.
It was very paprika-y. It was heavy on the paprika, and I just had to kind of chug it and get out of there.
Do you think he thought you liked it and then like?
No, I was honest with him. Oh, okay. He was really cool, the bartender. We had a nice long chat, but he was like, I'm not going to take offense if you don't like that drink, because the only reason I made it is, like, basically he was like, the only reason I made it is because, like, you, an American, came here and said, like, put olive juice in my martini. You know, like,
it's so funny they've never heard of a dirty martini.
I know. Maybe it was just this bartender.
I mean,
that's my Amsterdam experience, was this dirty martini. It was dirty.
Like, you want it to work.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
It was just not good.
Well, same with my grapes. So that means paprika wine would be out too. I love food.
Me too.
Man. Ugh,
it's the best. Food is my favorite burger.
That's the only reason why we only stayed in the North End so long, because I just liked the food so much. And I got the Echo, the Google Echo.
I think it's the Amazon Echo.
Okay, then I have the Google one.
Google Home.
But it's just
the
Google
one.
So it's fine. It's like, and I just have it in my kitchen. The only thing that bothers me is that I'll say like, okay, go to a volume 4, or like, okay, volume at a 3. But if I say, okay, volume at a 2, she then lists off the closest tattoo shops to me.
I think I have a video somewhere on my phone. Something was wrong with mine, and I was asking her, what sound does a dog make? And she was meowing. But I can't find it. But what I did find is so much funnier. So this, I was in a car with my whole family, and I was saying, we passed a regatta, like sailing club. There were all these regattas.
I'm classy. Okay.
There were all these sailboats in the water. And so my mom said, oh, there must be a regatta going on. And I said, something like, the only reason I know what a regatta is from
Friends.
Yeah.
The regatta gala.
Yeah. I said, the only reason I know what regatta is because Rachel Green goes to a regatta gala. And my mom goes, who's Rachel Green? And I was like, come on, Mom, you know who Rachel Green is. And she goes, no, I don't. And I was like, Rachel Green? Come on, you know who Rachel Green is. And this went back and forth for like a while. Like, I was begging her to figure it out because I knew she could get it. I was like,
yeah,
come on, think about it. Rachel Green. And she was like, I really don't know.
Oh my God.
And so then I was like, wait, this will be so funny if I can video this. Like, my mom not knowing who Rachel Green is. So I start videoing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Rachel Green?
From Friends.
Yeah.
All I got was her getting it right. When I finally started taping, I go, come on, who's Rachel Green? And she goes, oh, is she from Friends? And I go, yeah.
Everyone at work talks about Ozark. And I'm like, I don't want to watch it until it's done. Like, so I can just sit and like go. I also forget. So if like, I watch a show, I like forget what happened. Like I could rewatch Monk right now and it'd be like, and I've never seen it before. Yeah.
I've been, there's so many shows out now that I sometimes forget to finish them.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the crazy Nicole Kidman one. Oh, there we go. We got our, our per episode quota. I didn't finish the crazy Nicole Kidman one where she's microdosing people in the woods.
I never did either.
Well, on that note, I think now that we've got Nicole Kidman in, I'm going to go figure out what I'm going to eat.
I know, same. I like have this like party mix that I want to eat. Have a great week. Bye.